But the makkah for the mitzvah of mezuzah, I think we're all familiar with that. There are two places in the Torah where it tells us that we have to put up a mezuzah on the door. The Torah says in Parshas Ve'eschana, tells us about the Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. At the end of that Parsha, we have to Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyodecha. Now it's very important to understand how we know which parsha we're actually writing in the mezuzah. You know, the mezuzah has two parshas, the parsha of Shema and the Ahavta, and the parsha of Ahayim Shemoa. That's what you find in every mezuzah in the world. Presumably they're doing it right. You have those two parshas, one above the other, the Shema on top, Shema v'yohavta, that's one parsha, and then the parsha of v'hayim Shema, which actually is brought down, not in parshas v'eschana, but in parshas Ekev. So we have one parsha of v'eschana, parshas Ekev. In those two parshas that are written in the mezuzah, it says you should write a mezuzah on the door. It says at the end of Parsha Shema, we'll read it together, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, v'yohavta Hashem Elokeinu v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha v'ayuha dvarim ho'ele. And these words, Asher Anochim Etzavecha Hayom, these words that I'm teaching you today, which words? The words that I'm saying right now. In other words, these words that I'm saying right now, this parsha of Shema, that I'm saying right now, Shinatim Levanecha, you should always teach your children the Shema, the Bartabam, talking Torah, not just talking Torah, talking these words, talk about the one God, talk about Avas Hashem. And you should actually not just talk in them in Torah, but you have to recite them. You have to recite the Shema. What do you say that you have to recite the Shema? It says, V'dibartabam. So that's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of reciting the Kriya Shema happens from the words V'dibartabam that is mentioned in the parsha of Kriya Shema. These words shall you say every day. When should you say these words? When are you supposed to say the Shema? B'shach b'chov kumecha. Doesn't mean when you're lying down and when you are standing up, although that's the way the Beis Shammai holds. Beis Shammai holds in the morning you must say Shema standing, and in the evening you must say Shema laying down. We understand it to mean, no, you have to say Shema twice in a 24-hour period, once during the daytime in the morning, and once in the evening, once at night. So this parsha of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, already we have it in our lives twice. We say it in the morning, we say it in the evening. How do you know you have to say Shema in the morning and the evening? Because the parsha itself tells you to say the parsha that you're currently in. What does it say? That V'dibartabam. Then it says, another two places where I want these parshios. I want them on your arms. I want them on your arm, and I want them on your head. Ukshartam. You should tie them. What's them? The parshios. Tie the parshios. Li'os ha'yodecha. Okay, maybe this is obvious, but it's not so obvious. Good. Ukshartam. Tie these parshios. Li'os ha'yodecha. V'hayu. And these parshios. Which parshios? Well, right now it's the parsha of Shema. Ukshartam. Li'os ha'yodecha. V'hayu. And those parshios. The totofos be'yinecha. So now we have four places where these parsha, at least the parsha of Shema, and we'll see the same terminology basically is used in the parsha of Ahayim Shemoa. So we have these two parshios that appear four times in our lives so far. We have to say them in the morning, we have to say it in the evening, we have to tie them around our arms, and they have to be above our heads. That's Ukshartam Lios. And then the last pasuk in both parshios basically is, it's really not the last pasuk in the second parsha, but the last, towards the end, Uchsavtam, and you should write them. What's them? What should you write? These parshios. Write these parshios. Al mezuzos be'secho v'sharecho. So we have again two places that we're going to discuss over the next few months where these parshios appear in our lives. One, b'shach b'cha. Two, uvkumecha. Three, ukshat miyos hayadecha. Four, v'ayuzos devos be'enecha. Five, al mezuzos be'secho. The smag in number three, we'll take questions in a moment, but the smag in number three tells us exactly what I just mentioned. He says, these parshios are so chashuv by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and so important by the Rabbanu, by Hashem, He wants us to be surrounded with them in the morning, in the evening, in our homes, on our bodies. Because this parsha is so chashuv by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, they have in them the foundations of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and the whole Torah is based on these concepts of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Therefore, because these parshios are so chavved by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, he has us remember them five areas every single day. Where? The cross, parshios u'b'shichbo, Meshachva uvakumo. The parsha should be keneged lev on the arm. They should be on the head. The parsha should be nechemes keneged nefesh at tefillin shalosh on the moach, which is the nefesh. And then the last one, shayta parshazu, nechteves keneged miyodecha. What's the impact? I understand they're on my arm, keneged the lev. They're on my head, keneged my thoughts. That when I say them in the morning, when I am first awake, first conscious, before I go to sleep and I head into unconsciousness. And what's the mezuzos? Mezuzos, my belongings, my money, my possessions are also supposed to be in the context of the Rabbanah of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Such a tabarzu nechneves keneged miyodecha am mezuzos beisecha v'sharecha shemamonu shel adam sham. Now, maybe we should keep them in the bank or in the stock market, but you understand that the house represents the mamun, the possessions of a person. So we have this Parsha Shema, and V'hayim Shema, because again, we'll see in a moment, the same terminology is used there, on our doors, on our arms and heads, and we say them in the morning and the evening. That's what Beis Shammai says. Beis Shammai says that. Good. Beis Shammai says it's literal. You actually have to rise. You have to be standing. And Beis Hillel says you have to be lying. Beis Hillel says, no, that's incorrect. So the Gemara says, why does Beis Hillel reject Beis Shammai? Because the next line says, that you're supposed to say it when you're walking. You don't have to be standing and sitting. Right, so they learn it's not a third time. However, they know it's not a third time, because that would be all the time.
Right.
No, so we assume you don't have to say Shema, you have other things to do.
So it says,
we know that you don't have to say Shema every single moment of the day. So what does that mean? It means you could say it even when you're walking. I thought it says when you're standing. When you're walking, you're not lying down, you might be walking. How do you know? So the answer is, means you could say it standing, sitting, lying, you can say it any way you want. So what's the B'shach B'chol of Kamecha? So Beis Hillel say, it must be B'shach B'chol of Kamecha is not telling me the form that I have to be placed in, the position I have to be in, but just the time in which I have to say it. That's question one.
And the second question, isn't it odd? I can understand the basic Shema being these words that we're supposed to read, and the next line that we're supposed to look at a little harder, but then the instructions. Normally, the instruction book doesn't normally get
right. Right.
How did they decide not to stop?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. They saw it as a parasha. They saw it as a unit. There's a break before Shema. There's a break after Beisach or Visharecha. So they said it must be that it's not just that particular pasuk. It's the parasha. It's the inyan. It's the whole, you know, this whole category of whatever this parasha is called, the Shema. Dan.
Out of these five mitzvot, we say bracha for three out of the five.
We say what?
Bracha for three out of the five.
That's correct.
But not for the Shema.
That's good. Good question. Two answers to your question. Well, let's start with one answer. One answer to the question is we do say a bracha.
You're yotzei
if you don't say the bracha on mezuzah and tefillin too.
Tefillin or mezuzah?
Sure. Brachos are not ma'akev, ever. You yotzei tefillin if you don't say the bracha. You yotzei tefillin if you don't say mezuzah, if you don't say the bracha also. We want to say the bracha. So some say, I'm not sure if the Rashba says this, or if the Rashba says this is not correct. He says one or the other, he deals with it, and he says, no, we also have brachas. The brachas we make on Shema are a little bit longer, because Shema is so important, we have a longer bracha. What's the bracha called? Ahava Rabba, Yotzei Amoras. That's, you can argue, that's not a bracha, that's an essay. Bracha is a short little, a short little bracha, not a long arichos. Okay, so that's the simple answer, that we do have a bracha. And then, if you say that we don't have a bracha, the answer could be, and this is another discussion, is that Chazal didn't institute brachos in the context of brachos. You don't make a bracha on Berachas HaMazon. You should make a, before you bench, we should say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kedushanu V'Sosav Yitzvanu, Levarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al HaMazal. And then we should bench. So why not make a bracha on a bracha? We don't make a bracha on a bracha. So it could be that since Shema is in the context of these brachos, so there's no bracha that was instituted because there's no bracha made on something which itself is in the context of brachos. And the question is, why not? Okay, that's a good question. It's a good question, yeah. I mean, they should also teach the Shema. Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. Good. So we're heading in a good direction here. If you look at the second parsha, we're going to go slow and we're going to understand it. I think that's what we all want, right? Good. The second parsha is V'hayayim Shamala. V'hayayim Shamala. I didn't bring down the whole parsha. V'hayayim Shamala, the Shemal Mitzvah. This is again the next parsha, Parsha's Akev. V'hayayim Shamala, the Shemal Mitzvah. Again, it's its whole parsha. And then you skip a few psukim. Samtem is the varai ele. You should write these words. Place these words. Which words? Which words? There's parsha. This parsha. I want you to place this parsha, not just the core, but even the instructions. Ele alavavchem. What's that? Tefillin shel yad. Sometimes my el alvavchem means you should take them to heart. You should learn them, like mishinatam, ukshartam osam. You should tie them. What's them? The parshios. Yosa yedchem. Vayulototavos bein einechem. And then, as Israel pointed out before, and teach them to your children. And say them. That's Shema again when you get up and when you lie down. And then the last one, and write them. What should you write? Shema v'hayayim Shema. You should write them on the mezuzahs. Now, what happens to be that when it comes to the mitzvah of mezuzah, there are two parshios in mezuzah, as we just mentioned. Shema v'hayayim Shema. Shema v'hayayim, that's it. That's what you have in every mezuzah. And tefillin, it says write these two parshios. There's another two parshios too. Two parshas Bo Kadesh, the parshas Kadesh Li Kavracha, V'Hayit V'Yachah. Those are not two parshas. When we get to Tefillin, we'll explain how we know that there are four parshas in Tefillin, four batim in the Tefillin Shalrosh. The order is going to be a major machlokas, within the machlokas, the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, which we'll discuss. Even the people who wear the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin today don't wear the full Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. We'll explain the whole story. That's Tefillin. For Mezuzah, we know there's two parshas. What are the two parshas? Shema V'Hayim Shema. So now, so let's look at what does the pasuk say? Uchsavatam al mezuzos beisach. You should write them. Write what? Write the two parshios on the mezuzos, on the doorposts of your house and of your gates. Uchsavatam al mezuzos beisach. You asked me, if you just read the plain meaning of the pasuk, what would have you done? You would have gotten a sofer to come to your house and it would go onto your doorpost, and it wouldn't be so difficult. You write it, they write very small. Very small. And you write it with a special ink that's not going to, not going to come out. Maybe you could put a covering over it, I don't know. And you'd write it on the doorpost. Uchsavatam al mezuzos beisach. You write them on the doorpost themselves. It's not so crazy. We actually find that actually happened. What do you find then? The Baruch Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, write the Torah where? On the stones. So the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that you write it on a cloth and you put the cloth on the door? Maybe you should just write it on the door. The same way we find that when Hashem says, so how do you know that you're not writing it also the same way, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah on the stones. So too, maybe you should write it on the doorpost itself. Look at the Gemara Menachos. It's just exciting to see that the Gemara actually talks about it. The Gemara says, "Uchsavtam yachol yichtevena al ha'avonim." Maybe you should write it on the stones itself, on the doorpost itself. The Gemara says, "No. That we know. Now we know why. Not because it's a silly question. It's a very good question. But we make a gzera shav. It says, in a different context, that you write whatever it is that you have to write in that context. On a sefer means on a cloth, or on a piece of paper. What do you have to write something on a piece of paper? Well, because of law, sefer krisis v'nosam biyada. When a man gives a get to his wife, because of law, sefer krisis v'nosam biyada. So there it has to be written on a sefer. So to it here, it means that the parshios of Shema Mishma are written on a sefer, are written in a cloth. And then they're put onto the truth is, I'm saying the word klaf. Klaf is not really correct. It's really written on the chstostus, which is a different part of the animal, of the leather of the animal. We'll get to that. But now, I'm just using the term klaf because that's the general term for some leather that comes from a kosher animal. So, yachlo, maybe you should write it on the stones. Tamid lomar, nemar, kam, ksivam, nablan, ksivam. Malahalan ala sefer, afkan ala sefer. The Gemara says, meh, that's so fast. We have another ksiva. How do you know they make the Xer Shava on ksiva saget, which is the ksiva b'sefer? Maybe you should say nemer kan ksiva mal ksiva malahalan al havonim afkan al havonim. So Gemara says, wait a minute. It's more al havonim. That would happen once in a never happened again. It was a one time. That's what we call a halacha l'sha. It's a mitzvah l'shah. It only happened once. There's never been a mitzvah again to write Torah on stone. So therefore, that's not going to learn from there. We'd rather learn from the halacha of ksivas haget al sefer krisus v'nasam biyada to mezuzah. Now, in itself, b'derech machshava, that's very interesting. Very interesting that the Torah, that the Gemara chooses to use a gzeres shaveh of ksivas haget to mezuzah. That happens to be funny. There's another funny example at the beginning of Kedushin, somewhat related. Gemara learns that you can be mikadosh a woman with kesef from where? From Avram's buying the Maros HaMachpel. That's coming up in a few weeks. That's where you learn. Kicha, kicha, Mr. Ephron. That you're going to learn getting married is learned from buying a burial plot. I understand. I won't say on the tape who said that, all right? You can pay me later. Better not. Yafa lo matzasi leguf tov mishtika. The Mishnah says, lo matzasi leguf tov mishtika. Right? Am I right? Lo matzasi leguf tov mishtika. Doesn't say lo matzasi lenefesh tov mishtika. Lo matzasi leguf tov mishtika. Better sometimes... Rabbi Akiva, I think, says, has a whole list of things. If you want to get rich, give maisrus. Maisrus yogla osher. Right? And it says, if you want to have different things, then it says, but for yogla choch mashtika, it goes in the opposite order. Masros, one way to enhance one's portfolio is to give tzedakah. Masros yogla osher. But there are other ways too. But for chochma, yogla choch is only one way. Yogla chochma, how? Exactly. So that was a little bit of an aside. Let's come back. So the Gemara says, therefore we know you have to write the mezuzah on a sefer, then you put the sefer on the doorpost.
Isn't it interesting that we do not put up gates in order to do this mitzvah? Nobody has gates today.
You also don't have to build a house either.
No, but people run out of their way to do mitzvah. You know, they'll go out of their way to do something and put on tzitzis.
Yes. If you did not put on a four-cornered garment, then you would not be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis at all. If you did not build a gate, you would still be mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah. You don't. There's no separate mitzvah to have it on the gate. There's the mitzvah of mezuzah to put it on all the doors in the areas of in the makom of where you live. At least we'll discuss how often you have to live there. That we'll discuss. But in the place that you live. So if I have a gate, I put it there. Rabbi Baum was just telling me last night, he was in a house a few years ago, and he was telling the person where he has to put mezuzah. 55 mezuzahs. I mean, I don't know where the person lives. Like, he must live in like a whole country. 55 different mezuzahs. You know, so you get from down to the sauna and up to the thing, and then this wing and that wing. Okay, so I was talking like a bird over there with the wings. So yeah, so fine. So, but you don't have to build an extra room in order to, right? So you don't have to build a sha'arecha in order for there to be a mezuzah. You'll be mekayim the mezuzah, the mitzvah mezuzah anyway. The question is, if you're homeless, is there a mitzvah to build a house? To have a mezuzah. The answer is, if you're homeless, you have bigger problems than that. Right? You have to build a house just because you have to be normal. Right? Let's come back. The Gemara, let's end off that Gemara. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha, Breder Ola Rashi, Rachmona, Amar Amazuz, V'yat, Amrit, Nelef, Ksiva, Ksiva. Listen to this line. So how do you know you have to write it on a cloth first? Because it says, Ksiva, Ksiva, Ksiva by get. It says, Ksiva by mezuzah. Just like by the get, you're writing it on a cloth. You're writing it on, not a cloth, you're writing it on a safer, on a piece of paper. So to this has to be written on something separate than the door itself. The Gemara says, it says very clearly, Uchsavatam al mezuzos besa. It says it as clear. You want me to say it? Hashem's like, listen to me, I'm saying this as clearly as possible. Write it on the mezuzah. And you're like, because there is shava back and forth. What are you talking? I'm telling you to write it on the mezuzah. So the Gemara says, the Torah says write it on the mezuzah. And you're making a gzera shava to be mafkia what the Torah says. Rachmana, it's a great line. Rachmana amra al mezuzos. V'yat amrit nelef ksiva ksiva. You're telling me a gzera shava? Now this is a very interesting question to begin with. That, what do you mean? The Chazal often will take a pasuk, and it means, well, we think it means one thing, and then the Torah Sheval Peh will say, no, it means something else. So it's an how that fits into that whole story is an interesting question. But the Gemara does say, the Torah says al mezuzos, and you're making Xerus Shavah to make it not so that it should be Pashup Shat. Mezuzos means mezuzos. So the Gemara says, no, we have to go to the psukim themselves, that the pasuk itself should tell me that I have to write it on something separate, on a cloth, and then put it on the doorpost. What does the pasuk say? Uchsav tam Al mezuzos beisecha v'sharecha. Uchsavtam. So in that word, uchsavtam, the Gemara makes it to Russia. Uchsavtam. Ulekachtem lochem. Ulekachtem lochem b'yom arishon. Chazal make it to Russia. Ulekachtem. Not ulekachtem. You should take them. Ulekachtem. Ulekachtem. That's the right word. Why are you making a drasha? It must be you should be able. You could have said it in a different way. The fact that it says ulukachtem uvelokach lekicha toma. It has to be taking in a way that it's complete. Meaning, in that context, it means you have to take all four minim. You can't take one minim, then another minim, then another minim. You have to take all four minim together. Now that in itself is a machlokas in the Rishonim. Some say it means you have to take all four minim at some point. You know, but you can take them one after the other. Others say, no, you have to take all four minim together in your hand. Together in your hand, that'd be in your hand. It has to be a leticha, a complete leticha. So uchsavtam means it has to be a complete ksiva. What does a complete ksiva mean? The Gemara says, uchsavtam ksiva tam. First you have to write it, ksiva tama. First you have to write it completely, and then you have to put it on the mezuzah. That's how they darshan it. Not from a gzera shaveh. We didn't like the Xavier Shove anyway. You're learning it from Get. It's a little funny. I don't think that's the reason they rejected it, but I'd like to say it like that, right? So, uchsavtam, not that you should write it on the mezuzah, but uchsavtam, you should write it completely and then on the mezuzah. Still, it's a little bit difficult. You can write it completely on the mezuzah. You have the sofer, or someone comes and he writes. Shema Yisrael, write down. Imagine doorpost looking like that. You come into a doorpost. You have the Shema right there. It's written right down the doorpost. What's wrong with what? How does the Gemara even know that uchsavtam ksiva tama? And then after it's been written, it goes on the mezuzah. So the Chazon Ish explains as follows. What the Gemara is driving at is as follows. What's clear from this last line of the Gemara is that the Torah wants that you should write the entire mezuzah. In one shot you should write the entire parshios in one shot, basachas, in one shot on the mezuzah. Now, how do you do that? How do you write the entire two parshios in one shot, one moment, put the whole thing at the same time on the mezuzah? We have to get like a lot of sofrim. Okay, guys, when I count to three, everybody write your letter. And don't mess up and write someone else's letter. And you have to write it at that. And it's silly. It doesn't work, right? So what it means, it must be the Chazon Ish says, Uchsav Tam, Ksivat Tama. You have to write it first. And then when you place it on the mezuzah, that is the writing that happens on the mezuzah, on the doorpost of your house. Write it first. The mitzvah hasn't been done yet. You take the cloth, and you're going to make a bracha. You're going to say, now I'm being mekayem. This is the whole thing is being written. It's not really being written, but since I'm attaching it to the door, it has to be a real kvius. It has to be. So then it's like it was written on the door. Look at the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish writes, Uchsav tam shamadoro romeses al kol ha-parsha. Al kol ha-parsha. Uchsav tam, the whole parsha. Look at this language of the Chazon Ish. Yodea sim kufayin gimel. Mispareshe shaha mitzvah. You know what the mitzvah is? Shaha parsha kula bebas achas teksuva al mezuzah. So the whole thing in one shot has to be written on the mezuzah. Umela, ein pulus ha-ksiva. The mitzvah is not really the ksiva. The mitzvah is putting it on the doorpost, because it's at that point that the whole thing becomes written on the mezuzah space. So therefore, the only way to do this is by writing it first and then putting it on. By the way, the Chazon Ish says that's not even against the, that's the Pashup Shat. Uchsavatam, you have to write the whole thing in one shot, al mezuzos beisecha v'sharecha. How do you write the whole thing in one shot? The answer is, you put it on a cloth, and then you attach the cloth to the door. The cloth becomes a part of the door. That's why there has to be a serious connection between the cloth and the door. You can't just put it on with a piece of scotch tape. It has to be either with nails or with some nice two-sided strong tape that probably stronger than nails sometimes, right? So uchsavatam, that's how you are mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah, by writing the whole thing in one shot, cloth onto the door.
That's not right.
Huh?
Words that write.
Yep,
that's
yep. That's considered, the Torah says, that's the way I want it written on the door, because I want the whole thing to be written in one shot. Chazal understand, what is the Rebbe Shalom asking us? How could the whole thing be written in one shot? We have to figure this out. The answer is, it means to write it uchsav tam chsiv atama on a cloth, and by putting it on the door, it must be that that's what Hashem means when he says uchsav tam amas uzos beisef avishorah. And that's the Masorah, of course, that we have. I don't think we didn't just say it must be that's what it means, and that's the Masorah that we have. Look at the last. Look at the third line of the Chazon Ish. Musag uchsavta mispareshes ksiva tama shel kol haparsha tinatin al mezuzah. The whole parsha they put on the mezuzah. Umeila im pshuta lichtova mezuzah atzma. Therefore, if that's what Hashem wants to write it on the mezuzah, it's not the pasha pshat anymore. Even though it's what it sounds like, it's not Bajra Shah. Sha'ad Shah the Gimara Parsha and Kamitz Faklum. Because you're going to write the Shin, you haven't done anything. You write the Mem, you haven't done anything. You write the Ayin, you haven't done anything. You haven't done anything. Until you get to the last Chaf Sofit, or Man Yudubu Yimechim, the last Sadi Sofit at the bottom, you haven't done anything. And when you write the last letter, you're not doing it in one shot, you're only writing one letter. So the Pasha Pshat is, write it first, attach it to the door, that's Uchsav Tam Al Mazazal Space Awashurachim. So it's, the Chazon says, that's the Pasha Pshat. In the pasuk, the al kain ksiva tam v'hol mezuzah v'in kain en kan. I like the way he says it. En kan netiya mipshuto. I'll finish yichtav al seif. Fine. That's how the Chazon Ish explains a little bit deeper the Gemara when it says you have to write it on a cloth first, and then the whole thing in one shot gets placed onto the door. Good. Next question. Danny had a thought. Ksiva tama. Ksiva. It has to be a complete ksiva. What's a ksiva tama? Complete ksiva. Doesn't just mean that at some point I have to have the whole thing written on the door. It means that when the mitzvah is to put the whole thing written on the door. How do you put the whole thing written on the door? In one shot, in one place. The answer is, you write it first, you put it on the door, you attach it to the door. There is a question as follows. That's what the Gemara says. There is a question as follows. Next thing I'm going to go to Lenny's house. I'm going to see Shema on the doorpost. Shema Yisrael, write down all his doorposts. Man, I've been here for 6 months. This is really hard. Ooh, my arm. He's taking Safra's classes. He's no longer by the Shulchan. Now he's by the Sofer. I see him in Williamsburg. He's going to start crying.
I don't like doorposts. Question.
You can invite the squirrels also into the house, yes.
Why are we doing so much about what it says in the pasuk and what we do? Isn't the answer a simple answer? Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim?
No.
No.
No. Is everything Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim?
No.
No, the Torah, the Gemara says it's not the answer. The Gemara says we know it from the pasuk, uchsavtam ksivatama, and then it says al mezuzos. So we have to, we can't just say halacha, we have to understand what is the nature of that. Of that drasha. No, no. Tefillin or black are not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. It says it nowhere. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But this is not halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Not everything halacha l'moshe m'sinai. This is says in the Torah, the Gemara darshans. Never anywhere does the Gemara say halacha l'moshe m'sinai. This is the way we do it. The Gemara says uchsav tam ksiva tama, and then al mezuzos beisecha. We make a bracha when we put up the mezuzah. Make a bracha and put up the mezuzah. What bracha do we make? Anybody know the nusach ha-bracha? What? Likboa? Likboa. This is a machlokus between the Ritva and the Ran. The Ran says likboa mezuzah, which is the way we paskin. The Ritva says al-kviyas mezuzah. Al-kviyas mezuzah or likboa mezuzah? I ask you one question. One simple question, two words. Who cares?
We discussed it last year.
What did we say?
We said...
Oh boy.
From the matzah, alach and matzah,
yeah. Okay, maybe. Good, very much related. Who cares? Don't bother me with these things. Does it matter? Jules, does it matter? I'm not asking. That was a rhetorical question. You're not supposed to answer. Because of course it matters. If it didn't matter, they wouldn't be discussing it. If it didn't matter, they wouldn't be discussing it. That's correct. What's the deal there? Well, wait, we'll get to tefillin. So the answer is as follows. There's a Gemara in Pesachim Adav Zayin that discusses whether the proper bracha on bir chametz is leva'er chametz or al bir chametz. It's a long discussion. So the Rishonim over there want to know one question, two words. What's the two words? Who cares? What's the difference? My nafkamina. Who cares? What's it? Does it matter? The answer is it absolutely matters. When Chazal told you to make a bracha with a lid, they were telling you something not just about it sounds better. You know, it just flows better with a lid. The lid goes, flows, al will break it. It's ridiculous. Lid tells me, and al tells me something about the very nature of the mitzvah that we're involved in. And the way that many Rishonim learn is as follows. A mitzvah that you have to do yourself. Or that you have to, if you're not going to do it yourself, have someone be there in your stead as your shliach, which is another way of saying, I have to do it, because a shliach is like I'm doing it. There you say the bracha le. Baruch atah Hashem lokeinu melech haolam asher gishem zman zmano. Likba means it has to be done by me. I have to do it. The responsibility is that there's a chiv on the gavra, on the person to do this mitzvah. And if you can't do it, to hire a shlech, or at least to send it. You have to hire a shlech, to send the shlech to do it in your stead. That's what li means. Al means it's not a mitzvah per se on you to do something. It's more a mitzvah. It's more an obligation on you to make sure that this thing gets done. You have to get it done. You don't have to do it. You have to get it done. There are some mitzvahs that you have to do. Some mitzvahs you have to get it. You have to get it done. Give me for example. You ever come here for beer chametz? How many people here beer chametz for the whole day? 20, 30, 40. You know what they did? They come in the morning. And they leave the, like, two pieces of chametz and like 14 lulavim in the garbage can. I'm not sure what the deal. That somehow we got lost in the that's not halacha l'moshe m'sina either, I don't think. Right, with the lulavim. You don't have to burn the, there is no halacha, you have to burn the lulavim on Pesach. The lulavim on Pesach, what happens when you burn the lulavim on Pesach is it makes a lot of smoke and then the fire departments come. Now there is such a minog, I'm not taking away from the minog, but the main mitzvah is to burn the chametz. So what happens is so many lulavim there, the lulavim get burnt, there's a lot of smoke, and the chametz doesn't get burnt because the lulavim is taking up all the fuel. So I like to burn. Maybe we can have a separate beer lulavim, right? You can do that maybe on Shavuos or something, or even on Pesach, but a separate garbage can. You have to have beer chametz. So what happens? Not only that, but you know who's doing the beer? Oscar's doing the beer. And Oscar's a great guy, but Oscar's not a Jewish person. He can't be a shliach for someone to do the beer chametz. If you have to do it, say so you have to do it, or you have to send someone who can do it for you. That person has to be a bar shlichus. The loch of shlichus requires that it be someone that's on the same obligation as you. So therefore, you do it, or another Jewish person who's older bar mitzvah has to do it. So what are they doing? Living in Faraska, what's the answer? The answer is, what's the bracha that we say? Do we say Liva Er Chametz? Or do we say Albir Chametz? Albir Chametz. Oh, Albir Chametz tells me something very important. There is no halacha that I have to burn the chametz. You know what the halacha is? I got to make sure the chametz is burnt. My responsibility is to make sure the chametz is burnt. If that's all it is, not a question of the fancy terminology, by the way, is it's not a maisa mitzvah, it's a totsa mitzvah. It's not an action that you have to do, it's just a result that you have to make sure it gets done. If it's just a result, so then let a non-Jew do it. Why not? There's always a mitzvah, yo, bo, yo, so it's always better to do it yourself. Mitzvah, bo. Fine, but if you can't, you're still yoitzer the mitzvah. Because it doesn't have to be done by you. How do we know? Nusach al. Nusach al. If it was nusach le, couldn't do that. Everybody would have to come, or you'd have to hire someone, or appoint someone, ask someone to be your shliach. So the difference in li and al is so important. This little letter, these little words, these little details have fantastic impact on how you understand the nature of a mitzvah. So if you want to understand the nature of a certain mitzvah, one way of thinking is, okay, let's look at the nusach habracha. What do we say? Do we say li? Do we say al hadlokas ner Shabbos, or do we say lahadlik ner shul Shabbos? Lahadlik tells us something about hadlokas Shabbos. Do we say al mikra megillah or likros megillah? Al mikra megillah. Do we say lishmoa kol shohar altkia? Every single bracha will tell us something about that particular mitzvah. Very, very important. So now we want to understand. The Ran says you make the bracha of mezuzah. You make the bracha likboa mezuzah. The Ritva says you make the bracha al kvias mezuzah. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about what's the nature of mitzvahs mezuzah. Is the mitzvah of mezuzah that I have to put a mezuzah on my door, or is a mitzvah, I have to just make sure that my door in the house that I live in has a mezuzah? What's the nafkamina? Who does it? Do I? Let's say someone comes and puts a mezuzah. Listen, my friend knows I'm building a new house. He wants to be a nice guy. He goes to the store and he buys 25 mezuzahs, right? Puts them up, the whole house filled with mezuzahs, but he leaves me three extras. You know, it's unbelievable. This guy's a great guy. What's the? I didn't ask him to do it. He's not my shliach. So do I have to take him down and do it again? I didn't get the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you put on. It's not his mitzvah, it's my mitzvah, it's my house. So he can't do the mitzvah for me. Was I mekayem? On the other hand, if it's just al kviyas mezuzah, okay, it's still better if I would have done it myself, but he doesn't. The mitzvah is mekuyam, because self calls self. The mitzvah is done. Although there you could say, I wasn't even the one that caused it to happen. So there maybe I should take it down and put it up without a bracha, which is what the poskim generally say. Someone puts a mezuzah for you, and you didn't know, take it down, put it back up without a bracha. Yeah.
Why would you say if it has a mezuzah?
Who?
If you
Or move into a house that has a mezuzah. Same exact question. Should you take it down and put it up? Or should you just say it? The Valdik, there's a mezuzah, I don't have to do anything. So they again, there's a machlokas about all these things, but it's all rooted in this machlokas, le'al. Le or al. Maisa mitzvah or totsas ha-mitzvah. Furthermore, a few more points. Furthermore, we look at the Mar Makamas for a moment. Take a look for a second. In the fourth Mar Makam, maybe another 10 minutes. That's all right. We go to 9:30. It's Hashem. Good. No. Sometimes it's something called the mitzvah shebagufo. So in some mitzvahs, you cannot ask someone to do it for you because it's a mitzvah shebagufo. So why don't you say lit in those cases? That's a very good question. Good. That's a good question. That's now everybody, you're getting into the guts of the whole discussion. Every Rishon that has a certain klal, lit and al, so then we have to say, wait a minute, according to this klal, why do you say al mitzvah sissis? It sounds like that's a mitzvah on the person. The person that says another klal says, wait, that klal doesn't work perfectly. The Rishonim, they work very hard to fit in all the, they have, you know, very, usually what will happen, I shouldn't say usually, what happens in this particular case by the Rishonim, they come up with the klal, say, okay, 80% works, now I have to work hard on the other 20%. And they come up with different, different mahalakim. Yes, Rabbi Brookheimer.
You talked about the lulah, my father was shown to tell me that in Europe when they started making matzahs, people would bring their little ovens, that the ovens would start working with these little ovens because of mitzvah. Well, that is mitzvah.
Okay. Good. Good. Okay. There's still no. I understand. There's a connection. I'm saying, you understand what I'm saying, right? You understand what I'm saying. People. That. Huh? Right, yeah, right, yeah, fine, it's fine. I nothing wrong with the minhag, it's a beautiful minhag. But just when that becomes the ikkar, and that becomes the main thing that you're burning, and there's a nut, and it prevents there from being a proper bir chametz, I think that's a little bit funny. Take a look at the fourth Mar Makom. Take a look at the fourth Mar Makom. The Ran, just to show you the first line, the Ran Psachim. Vaday ain kol ha mitzvah shavos, not all mitzvahs are created equal. No hagim levarech b'ksas ha mitzvahs al, kemilo shchita v'luluv, uksasim balamit ketfilim v'tzitzis. I don't know what that is. V'tzorech tam lama. You have v'tzorech there?
No.
It says v'tzorech? You have that box?
Oh,
I'm trying to figure out. I don't know why that happened.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay, fine. Sorry, Tom. Thank you. You figured out it was all purpose. I want you to figure out, see if you can figure out the secret. So the Ran says as follows: Terutz of the milsa shneishlo no beis mina mitzvahs. One mitzvah shall korcho yeshlo lekaima beatzmo. You have to do it yourself. Ve'ef shali foter b'mena aydei achelam kitfilin. You have to do it. You have to do it. Now, some mitzvahs you have to do it. You'll say a lamid, and you can't even hire. You can't even ask a shliach to do it. It's a mitzvah shebagufa. However, there are other mitzvahs af bishem mutelus alav. Even though you have to do it, but you can get someone else to do it for you. It's you're responsible, but someone else could do it for you. Could go fear chametz mila. By the way, according to this, a guy can do mila. A guy can do mila according to this. Now, we know that that's not true, but only because there's another pasuk telling me a guy can't do mila. Hamol yimol. Only he who is chayv in mila can do mila. So a guy can't do mila. But the point is that if without that, it says, al hamila tells me that really, per se, another Jew, a mile, I don't have to make him mashliach. I don't have to make not everybody holds like this, but according to this approach, you ask a mile to do the mila, you're responsible, you took the responsibility to hire the mile, that's it, I don't have to do anything, I don't have to make him my shliach. Why? Al-Hamila tells me the mitzvah is not to mal my son, the mitzvah is to make sure that my son enters into the state of mila, so I got someone else to do it. A goy should also be able to do it, why? Because you don't even need a shliach, even as long as you got it done. The answer is, hamol yimol, there's a separate pasuk telling me that a goy can't do it. Keep going, mitzvah Those mitzvahs, everybody says you have to do with an al. A mitzvah that you can do with someone else, you have to say an al. You have a good question. Al mitzvah tzitzis, excellent question. Although we say l'hisatef, but tzitzis on the talus. Very, very important. Good. For now, and by the way, I just want to show you. He says, oh, if that's true, what about Asher Kedushar Meshvos Hizbenu Lahafish Trumas and Maisras? You can do it with someone else. So he gets into the... After you set up the cloud, now you got to get into the details. You ever write a... I was in computer programming for a while. Anybody here in computer programming, write a program? So you know what happens. The first 90% is easy. You ever said the first 90% is easy. If you write the first time, you can get it out really quickly. Now you got to make it. What about the last 10%? That's the hardest part very often. So it takes 90% of your time to do the last 10%. I was once speaking to my dentist. Actually, a friend of mine who's a dentist, he was telling me the importance of flossing. I said, you know, when I brush, I get up, whatever's there, I get out 90%. He goes, yeah, 90% of your problems is going to come from the last 10% that you don't get out. So you have to floss. That was his mahalach. So it's always the end is always the hardest part. But the Ritva says, so what is the Ran says, if you make, he doesn't even mention mezuzah, but he says, if you say lit, it means you have to do it or you have to get a shliach to do it. What does the Ritva say? Ritva says, Hamin Hashlishi, who the third category of mitzvahs, who min mitzvah ain chavolav, aval yotzi behenai deichenim, afilu shalom b'shlichuso. That's a very important line. I can get someone else to do it, even if they're not my shulchan. Why? Don't I have to do the mitzvah? No, that sug of mitzvahs is a halacha in the result, not a halacha in the maisa. So I don't care how, I can get an animal to do the mitzvah for me. If it gets done, it gets done. It might not be the most bakovetic way to do a mitzvah, but if it gets done, it gets done. So what are some of examples where you don't have to do it, you just have to make sure that it gets done, and therefore the rapper brach is what? Lit or al? In such a case, al, what's that? Go on, bir chametz, mila again, hadlokas neros. Wow, according to him, what would he say? Al, hadlokas neros Shabbos. And what's the last one? Berachas mezuzah. Berachas mezuzah, you don't even need a shliach, which means you'll be able to do it with a guy. The guy can come, they do work on the house, they paint the house. You say, listen, I'm going away for 3 weeks. You can't be in the house when they paint, it's very hard. I'm going away for 2 weeks, paint the house. Here's the keys. Paint the house, take off the mezuzahs, paint the house for 2 weeks, they put them back up. They did you a favor, they put them back up. Wait a minute, can a guy put up the mezuzah for you? He said, just leave the house the way I want it painted, but don't do anything. And I put the mezuzahs back up. So now I come back home. Do I have to take off the mezuzot? That's like, now if you have another paint job. Let's take off the mezuzahs, right? Another paint job. Take off the mezuzah and then put it up with a bracha again? Well, if the guy can be my shliach, he's not really my shliach. If the guy can do it, no problem. But if it's a din in likboa, like the Ran, likboa, not al kviyas mezuzah, but likboa, then I have to do it myself. Now, by the way, it could be, and we'll end with this point, and then we'll continue next week. Again, we're going to get into the writing of the mezuzah itself also. We'll show you the cloth, but let's do some of the halachas first over the next few weeks. But the first thing I want to mention also, is that it could be that even if you hold that the mitzvah of mezuzah is not a halacha in the maisa, putting it up. It's just it's a din in making sure that it gets up. It's a din in the result, not the action. It still might not be okay for a guy to do it. Why not? Tell me why.
A few years ago, we had our mezuzahs checked. And the guy, very from Washington Heights,
right? Velazdan, yeah.
Right? And he came down and said, we're all good, except for one. One, you're missing the clock. Total. At which point I recall that we had some paint done, and they must have put the mezuzah back up. Without the cloth.
Why were they took out the cloth?
I found the cloth.
I found the
cloth at one point after that. I said, where did the cloth come? I couldn't figure it out. Uh-huh. I had a cloth from there, and it turned out.
That's what you think. Right. So Lenny's getting a very practical reason why a guy shouldn't put it up. Because you never know. Let me ask you a question. I have the mezuzah. I come from the store. I'm weak. I have to sit down. My legs are hurting. So I give it to my non-Jewish worker. I see everything. And I say, do me a favor. Just put this on the door for me. So a few questions. We'll get into this more next week. Is that allowed? And number two, if it is allowed, who makes the bracha? The guy can't make the bracha. Can I make the bracha? I'm not doing it. That's an interesting question. He's doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. I'm getting the kiyum ha-mitzvah. I'm getting the result of the mitzvah. he's doing the maisa. It's not even, you can't even call it a maisa mitzvah. It's a non-Jewish person. Not the chayav. He's doing the maisa. Can I make a bracha? But more important for our discussions, can he even put it up? And I know for sure the cloth is in there. I just saw it put in, and he's not, you know, David Copperfield. So there's no way that he's able to take the cloth out. So what's the halacha in that case? So Lenny could say it's not good because you make a low plug, can never do it because you don't know what's going to happen. They don't, if you don't know, not that you don't, not even because you can't trust them. If they don't know what's important, you've even explained it 1,000 times. My friend was one of my students was a mashgiach in one of the hotels for Pesach, and he tells the guy, he says, listen, you can't bring in bread, you can't bring in rolls, you can't bring in this, you can't bring in donuts, you can't bring in danishes. So we promise we won't do anything. The first day, Cholamoy, there's a box of pizza. He didn't say pizza, it's a box of pizza. He says, don't you understand what I meant? He goes, no, you said danishes and donuts and bacon. You didn't say pizza. So, you know, unless you're in it, it's hard to know what, you know, you're going to start making, like, you know, they're not holding my, so you're not going to be able to hold it. Last point, why, even if you hold, like the Ritva, that the brach is al, and therefore the brach is about the result of mezuzah, you still shouldn't have a guy do it. Two reasons. One, there is a halacha as follows. It says, "Ukshartam liyos ayodecha, v'ha'ul tatmas v'enenecha, uchsavatam amazuzos v'esecha v'sharecha." Ukshartam, and then right next to ukshartam, uchsavatam. Ukshartam, uchsavatam. That's called the snuchin. When you make a limud in the Torah between two psukim that are adjacent one to the other, that's called smuchin. If you make a limud of two things in a pasuk, in the same pasuk, that's called the hekesh. You can have shatnez on your tzitzis. You can have tzitzis that are linen, a linen baguette, right? That's pishtim, linen baguette. And you can have tcheles, which is wool. Tcheles is wool. It's wool dyed blue. It's not just blue. It's wool dyed blue. And you can put that on the linen baguette. Now, nowadays, already they made a... We'll get into that when we do tzitzis. But they made a gzera that you can't... You don't have to have... You're not allowed to have tzitzis... At least not wool tzitzis on a linen baguette, because they were selling. This is the time of Shammai v'Hillel. They were selling tzitzis that was wool dyed blue from indigo, not from the tcheles from the chalazon. So there were always people that were dishonest. It's not a new thing. You know, this is, even 2,000 years ago, there were dishonest people that were selling. The indigo they could make it for a tenth of the price. Right? So you're going to wear the wool with the linen. You're not even doing the mitzvah of the wool. So that's shatnez without the mitzvah. How do you know that? Because there's two psukim right next to each other. One pasuk says you can't wear shatnez, and the next pasuk says make tzitzis. Gedilim pasalacha. So they make a smuchin, two psukim right next to each other, means that when you have tzitzis, you don't have the problem of shatnez. So here we have a smuchin. Ukshartem liyos ayodecha v'ayutut v'az beinenecha. That's pasuk A. Pasuk B. Uchsav tamal mezuzos beisach v'shrecha. The Gemara darshins. If you have the obligation of kshiras hatfilin, you can write the tefillin. If you do not have the obligation of kshiras hatfilin, you cannot write the tefillin. Therefore, who has the obligation to put on tefillin? Jewish adult men. Jewish adult men. If you're not Jewish, if you're not an adult, you're not a man, you can't write the tefillin. Why? Ukshartam, ukhsavtam. Ukhsavtam, so the ukhsavtam, so now ukhsavtam is talking about mezuzah. And they still say, you can't write the tefillin and you can't write the mezuzah. That means, unless you're a Jewish adult man, you can't write a mezuzah also. So a woman would not be allowed to write a mezuzah. Because since they're not bechlal kshira, they're not chayiv bekshira, they're not chayiv beksiva. So now the question is, a guy is not chayiv in kshira. So therefore he's not chayiv in ksiva, so he can't write the mezuzah. Now what did we say before? We don't really. It's not really about the right. What's the right? The writing of the mezuzah has to happen where? On the door. But you don't really write it on the door. So what do? You write it on a cloth. You take the cloth. You bang it into the door. That's the uchsav tamah. That is the writing of the tefillin on the door. So if you're not bechal kshira, then you're also not bechal ksiva. A guy can't put it on the door. By the way, if you took that logic, you know what you would end up saying? That a woman can't put a mezuzah on a door either. Because since they're not bechal kshira, they're not bechal ksiva. So that's already, whoa. You're telling me, I'm a woman, I buy a house, and I cannot put a mezuzah on my own door? That's a little bit rough. I can buy the mezuzah, no problem, but I can't put it on my own door? Most of the poskim do not hold like that. So if they don't hold like that, then maybe a guy can do it too. The answer is a guy still can't do it. Why can't a guy do it? Because a guy can't do it because maybe that the writing of the mezuzah, and again, the writing means also the putting it on the door has to be done with a certain kavana, what we call the shma. That's not so pasha that has to be done the shame. Let's assume it has to be done the shame mitzvahs mezuzah, and therefore a goy, by definition, according to the Rambam, maybe even the Rush, cannot create those things that require that they be created the shame a particular mitzvah. Even if they say 1,000 times, I'm doing this, you know, you got this? Listen. Say l'shem, I'm doing this for the purpose of mitzvah. I'm doing it for the purpose of mitzvah mezuzah. By definition, if you're not in it, your l'shma, your kavana doesn't help. And therefore, even if you hold that it's the result and a guy should be able to do it, there's another reason why maybe a guy cannot put it on the door, because maybe you have to do that l'shem mitzvah mezuzah, which a guy simply cannot create. It's similar to the milah that we said before. It could be that a guy really should be able to do the milah, because it's according to these rishonim, because it's not a halacha in the maisa, it's a halacha in the result. You have a special pasuk telling me a guy still can't do it. Maybe a guy should be able to put up the mezuzah, but there's a special idea of lishma that the guy can't create, therefore he can't put on the mezuzah. That being said, the Maharshag writes, if you take a look, halacha l'maisa, again, it's not really halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, the Maharshag says that sof kol sof, he really doesn't find any reason why a guy can't put up the mezuzah, and therefore the last line, od ani mistapek, I'm number two, second, last maramakam, I'm not sure, im goy kava mezuzah bebeis l'shal Yisrael, im ha mezuzah k'sheira, and I haven't really found this in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say it so clearly. Ulchora, and he goes into the whole thing, says you need l'shma, he says you need l'shma, vim kein, but maybe not, he says no, you don't need l'shma for mezuzah. And therefore, the last line he says in Cain, Mashma de Mezuzah Shekava Akum Ksheila. Very surprising, but that's what the Maharshag concludes. Others disagree. And again, it's going to be totally on, perhaps, the Nusach HaBracha. If you hold that the Nusach HaBracha is Leh, what do we say? Leh, we say Likba Mezuzah. That means we would conclude that the mitzvah is on me to do, or on my Shliach, in which case, I really cannot ask a guy to do it. And if he does it, it would be inappropriate. It would be not. I would not be Mekayim the mitzvah. What? A guy can't do it. A guy can't do it. We pass. A guy can't do it. You should do it yourself, or you can send a shliach. Huh? A woman's chayv in the mitzvah mezuzah. She's a shliach in this. She can be your shliach. We know. A woman. Mikra Adin. We like having a man, but b'diyev, it's certainly a woman's a good, can be a man. Sure, a woman can be a man. Ramah Paschal's, I think, b'diyev is better not, but a woman can be a man. Oh, why not? Forget, who cares mitzitza? She can't do mitzitza? Why can't you do mitzitza? Oh, mitzitza bepeh. That's ridiculous. First of all, she can do mitzitza bepeh too. It's not the... That's not the reason. The reason why a woman can't do it is because it says hamol yimol. I said before, in order to do, the reason a guy can't do it is because in order to do mila, you have to be in the state of mila. You have to be chayv in mila. A woman's not chayv in mila. So that's the reason why maybe she can't do it. The Gemara already says, no, a woman's in the state of Mila. For those of us who are born male, so in order for us to get into the bris, you have to have a Mila. For a woman, she's already born into that state. So she's commanded Mehira Damya, so she's allowed to do the mitzvah's Mila. The Yevit, we say 100% that it was just recently we were working on a Shaila, that there was a certain boy that was born, and they wanted the boy's doctor, who's a woman, to do the bris, and she's a Jewish woman, to do the Mila. So they did the Mila. That's what they were insisting. They said, okay, they did the Mila. It was kosher b'diavad. Why do you even want the chatchila that it should be a man? That's a good question. Yeah. Why is that? Because why? Oh, because it's Zipporah. Okay, that's in the Gemara of the Zohar Chav Zayin. I think it's Chav Zayin. In this discussion, it says, what about Zipporah? Isn't that a raya? Good. That's good. That's exactly one of the rayas. Yeah. That's not really how you know it. The reason you know they have to put it on the left arm is because it says Al Yodcha, and it's written in a very funny way. Yodcha is usually spelled Yud Dalit Chav Sofit. It's Chav Hey. The other question is you have to put it on your weak arm. Which arm is the weak arm? So it's not the Gemara. Some Achronim say Ksiva, when it comes to Tefillin, is the arm that's considered the strong arm. So if you would, we don't even necessarily, I think the Grud does not paskin like this, but some say, therefore, if you do everything with your right arm, I'm a righty. So therefore, you put it on your left arm. But if you're a righty, and the only thing you do with your left arm is you write, some say that you put it on your right arm, because when it comes to tefillin, ksiv is the ikar. It's not a real drush in the Gemara. That's what some of the, I don't think, that's what some of the Achronim use. But the real drush in the Gemara is, if you're bikshir, you're biksiva. We'll continue Mitzvah Shem next week. Shtayach, and tell everyone that we're having good stuff over here.